bridging the partisan energy divide with transmission investment read by an automated voice by Will Haslip. Report after report confirms that energy demand in the United States is growing fast, with AI data centers driving massive increases in the energy needed to keep the lights on. There's no question we're going to need more sources of energy if we're going to keep up with demand, from more renewables to nuclear plants, and some companies and states are planning to restart or build from scratch. There remains a sizable partisan gulf when it comes to energy generation, but officials on both sides of the aisle can agree that no matter how the energy is produced, it's critical we have the modernized infrastructure to deliver it safely, reliably, and affordably. Right now, Congress could take major steps to speed up the process of building new transmission infrastructure. Two critical pieces of legislation, the SPEED Act and Permit Act, passed the House in late December with the potential to remove meaningful barriers to the development of new infrastructure and alleviate the demand crunch we face. But after a sudden move by the administration to halt offshore wind projects, the bipartisan coalition backing permitting reform legislation is now fracturing. It is vital our lawmakers and regulators hold fast to their focus on realistic solutions that will break through the debate over how we get our energy and make sure it's possible for energy users to access it when needed. To submit a commentary on this topic, email forum@ruinsider.com. Transmission bottlenecks. Much of the country's transmission lines date back 70 years or more, leading to major bottlenecks that constrict our ability to deliver energy from these large-scale projects, even when we do have the power available. As the demand for reliable, affordable energy grows, the need for modernized infrastructure has never been more urgent. Why does this matter so much? Because transmission is the enabler. It unlocks the potential of every other energy investment. Whether we're talking about new renewables like solar or a refired nuclear plant in Pennsylvania, that energy means nothing if electrons can't reach users. Today, projects are delayed for years, sometimes decades, because of permitting hurdles and outdated planning processes. Right now, to build a major transmission project that crosses state lines, developers must abide by a patchwork of laws, regulations, and requirements that trace their origins to different decades, legislatures, and purposes. That makes it painfully difficult, if not impossible, to get steel in the ground and cable run from one pylon to another. To fix this, Congress needs to empower FERC to play a leading role in siting interstate projects. As one of the most critical agencies in the federal permitting process, FERC needs the authority to mandate interregional planning, with projects measured against a clearly delineated set of desired benefits, and to site projects that cross state lines. This will allow federal regulators to solicit, review, and site projects with the potential to truly transform our electric system, evaluated against benefits such as improved reliability, reduced congestion, greater carrying capacity, reduced operating reserve requirements, and improved access to generation that reduces the cost of power. Clearing the backlog. The goal is simple: empower FERC to unlock the full potential of the grid without tying its hands, and put the benefits for local communities front and center in the process. By accompanying this reform with adequate funding for our federal and state permitting agencies, we can clear out the long-standing backlog of projects yet to be reviewed and equip regulators with the tools to meet this incredible rise in demand. Transmission can and must be a bipartisan, realistic part of the solution to the demand challenge we face. The benefits reach beyond increasing available power for data centers and other large load users. A modernized electric system is far more resilient in the face of severe weather. And an interconnected system unlocks access to lower-cost energy sources over longer distances, keeping customers' utility bills lower at a time when affordability is top of mind for every American. Stronger transmission also equates to a stronger economy. Without enough power, local economies can't take advantage of opportunities or host new large load facilities, from data centers to major shopping and tourism attractions. By increasing the power flowing into our communities, we're enabling and encouraging much-needed economic growth. The cost of inaction. Critics argue that transmission projects are expensive or disruptive. But the cost of inaction is far greater. Every year we delay, we waste opportunities to develop large-scale projects that avoid the higher costs of scattered, piecemeal upgrades that saddle energy users with higher bills without nearly as many benefits. This is an opportunity for leadership that reaches beyond party lines and focuses on something we broadly agree needs our attention, and which will deliver a tangible result for thousands of communities across the country. Transmission isn't a luxury. It's the backbone of our energy system, and it's been too long since it was a national priority. The debate over how and where we produce our energy undoubtedly will continue. But as it does, we should acknowledge the common ground in front of us and seize the chance to improve how our system is built and maintained. Will Hazelip is the president of National Grid Ventures US,